person. You talk, you're a good talker, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, Melissa Caprillion, she's the Alder for the 5th District and County Board Supervisor for the 4th District. She is also the something at the 3rd District and 2nd and 1st. She's a very busy person. Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. I do appreciate it. 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Seek and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration is defending President Trump's idea for the U.S. to take control of Gaza and turn part of it into a luxury resort area. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz tells CBS Mornings.
I think one of the key points the President Trump made last night was, tell me what real better alternatives they've ever been offered.
Mr. Trump suggesting Palestinians be relocated to other countries. A key U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia, has come out against it, reiterating its support of an independent Palestinian state. Here's Waltz.
I certainly didn't hear the president say it was the end of the two-state solution. You have the Palestinian Authority. You have the West Bank. And when he was asked directly who is going to live there in the future, he said the Palestinians and perhaps many others.
Gazans are weighing in. Correspondent Chris Livesay spoke to one of them.
This president, who is called Donald Trump, comes to us with a new method to displace us from our country where we are rooted. This is our land. We will not get out of it.
A plan to consolidate the U.S. Agency for Humanitarian Aid into the State Department is moving forward. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Nearly all USAID staff will be placed on leave Friday. All overseas missions have been ordered to shut down and all staff recalled. The agency is developing a plan with the State Department to pay for the return of personnel posted outside the U.S. Some could return on military aircraft. USAID has more than 10,000 employees. About two-thirds of them serve overseas.
The president's pick to take over the Justice Department gets a thumbs up from lawmakers.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate approved Florida's former top prosecutor Pam Bondi for attorney general. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the only Democrat who voted in favor. California's getting hit with pounding rain. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
This atmospheric river is also dubbed the Pineapple Express because it has deep tropical moisture. All that moisture continues to move on up to the north and northeast through the Pacific and over towards the northern half of California.
Governor Newsom meets with President Trump in Washington today on federal disaster aid for last month's deadly wildfires. Want to take a trip to Yosemite National Park this summer? You can't make a reservation online. San Francisco Chronicle reports National Park Service officials are holding off on implementing the system indefinitely because they are hoping for the blessing of the new Trump administration first. S&P futures are down 25. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha caused a lockdown that lasted about an hour yesterday. It came after a fake report of a shooting. The school was searched and no threats were found. An investigation continues into where that call came from. Public hearings are being held at the Union Grove Village Hall today. It's in connection to the proposal from We Energies for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant in Paris. Some environmental groups are criticizing the project due to possible impacts to the environment. The Racine County Eye is working on a story about Racine police officers who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union recently addressed the Racine Common Council on the issue. Read more at racinecountyeye.com. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin over Indiana again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The last time the Indiana Hoosiers won a game in Madison was 1998. The Badgers winning again last night, 76-64. Wisconsin continues to improve on offense. Head coach Greg Gard.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. They understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive, it's not always going to be perfect, but when we do get all things all firing at all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. They thrive and are excited for games.
Marquette with a disappointing loss in New York, bowing to St. John's, 70-64. Head coach Rick Pitino turning the Red Storms program around. NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Milwaukee hoping to snap a four-game losing streak. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Oh, I checked my Facebook this week, and I had a friend request, and I was like, still got it. So I clicked on it, and it was a cat. And my real thought, I'm not even kidding, was, I don't know this cat. I was suspicious, because I didn't recognize. So I went through its pictures to see if I recognized any cats it was hanging out with. And I didn't, so I looked in the mutual friends section. My sister was in it. I'm like, this cat knows my sister. It was my sister's cat. My sister started a profile for her cat, Ema, and then tried to friend me with it. So 3 days later, after I ignore it, she calls me from work. My sister works at an investment bank in San Francisco in a high-rise with a desk and a phone and a pantsuit. And she called me, and she was like, why won't you add Ema on Facebook? And I was like, because I'm an adult and I have things to do? I don't, but I'm not doing that.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
back. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
cause
back.
Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
He's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la.
Yeah, the Angels, my boyfriend's back. It's 8:10, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Chance of snow today, a little bit anyway. Highs near 30, freezing rain tonight, lows 28. Coming sunny tomorrow with a high near 40. Right now it's cloudy, 26 degrees here at Radio Park. A survey found the most annoying things about Valentine's Day. It's hard to believe that day could possibly be annoying. Here are the top three. Public displays of affection. Couples posting pictures of their gifts on social media and people only talking about Valentine's Day and their relationships all day long. Now, we have a contest going on where Valentine's Day is not annoying, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. It's 8:10. Merrily Rush. Love this song. Angel of the Morning. Local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN 99.9 FM.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. See no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the street. Local news, Thomas Hits, WRJN. Looking for a chance of snow. Highs near 30 today. Freezing rain, lows 28 tonight. Becoming sunny with a high near 40 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 26 degrees. Right here at Radio Park. Valentine's Day is coming. Oh, yeah. And we're going to help you out here. You know, we play Timeless Hits. And now as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for a perfect Valentine's Day. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is being satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Simply enter at one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. Stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts. From your Valentine. Remember, nobody loves you like we do here at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly Terry, chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it. Woo. Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day, and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Plains, my baby loves loving. 824 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Local news has never been covered more completely as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Speaking about news, cops stopped a guy when they saw him running with a refrigerator strapped to his back. Turns out he wasn't stealing it. He was training for a marathon to raise money and support a buddy with diabetes. He's trying to break the record for the fastest marathon while carrying a household appliance. Well, that's honorable, but wouldn't you rather start with, like, instead of a refrigerator, maybe a toaster? I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer.
Sharp ride. Local news, Tamla's here to WRJN. This guy finds a Walt Disney World ticket booklet from 1978, originally worth $8. He travels to Orlando to see if he can still use it. He was able to exchange it for a one-day ticket. Lesson learned, don't throw things out. 8:30 on the noggin, exactly. Let's check news now, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Burlington police have identified the 21-year-old Menards employee who died after being pinned between cars Sunday night. The family of Cody A. Dorn described him as a dedicated and kind-hearted individual. An investigation continues into what happened. A 20-year-old co-worker involved is assisting police. Charges aren't expected at this point. Gas is the reason for a gathering in Racine County today. We Energies wants to build a natural gas plant in Paris in Kenosha County. Before they build, the Public Service Commission is hosting public hearings at the Union Grove Village Hall to discuss the proposal. The plan calls for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant. The hearings scheduled at 2 and 6 today will allow people to voice their opinions on the $300 million project. Environmental groups have criticized the proposal for its potential environmental impacts. Keep checking RacineCountyEye.com for an update on a safety story. They're working on a piece about police in Racine who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union spoke to the Racine Common Council last night. That's the latest through the eye. Some Racine feedback would be welcomed. A new survey has been launched by the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce and Leadership Racine. The aim is to measure the economic and cultural impact of arts in Racine County. The goal is to bolster creative opportunities in the area. People can find a link to the 5-minute survey on the Racine County social media page. It'll be open through mid-April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
So, in our neighborhood, we live in a cul-de-sac, which is very exciting because I grew up on a straight street. And I always dreamed of living in a cul-de-sac. You see them and you're like, can you imagine being up in one of those? We do all the cul-de-sac stuff, you know. Like, if anybody comes down there, we're like, what are you doing down? Just any car, we're like, you better get out of our cul-de-sac. We take our trash out. One of the days. I don't know the day, but it's a day. We do it. There is one day. I know we forgot to take it out a couple weeks ago. That stress could break up a family. All week was like, everybody eat out of your hands. We had friends over like, put your trash in your pockets, take it to your homes.
Your mind.
Clark. Kiss Me Goodbye. Before she was a pop star, she was starred in a lot of movies in England, in a couple of war movies back in the 1940s and 50s. She came to this country. She starred in two movies here. One was Finian's Rainbow, which was really a good musical. The other was the musical version of Goodbye, Mr. Chips with Peter O'Toole. Those were her two movies she made. She was very good in both of them, especially Finian's Rainbow. I thought she was just fantastic. She sang some big hit songs in the movie, too. 8:37, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. And if you show up at the ER and had time to grab this stuff, was it really an emergency? Someone on Reddit asked doctors to name some of the weirdest things some patients bring with them to the ER. Now, when you go to the ER, you're probably in such pain. You got an emergency going on, but you had time to bring this. Lots of animals, including a turtle, a rabbit, a helper monkey, a flying squirrel, an emotional support duck, a live chicken, because they didn't want to leave it in the hot car, they said. A half-eaten raw chicken. The guy wanted them to at least test to see if it was really raw. Their own thermometer. So when the nurse took their temperature, they could double-check it with their thermometer. A suitcase full of French toast. A half-eaten can of beans because the patient wanted to finish them. And Christmas lights so they can string them up above their bed in the emergency room. There are some crazy people out there, aren't there? There are some nutcases. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Here come the Buckinghams.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together. That's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in the movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect, Aretha. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's an odd but true segment I came across. The whoopee cushion was invented in the 1920s at the rubber factory in Toronto, Canada. When employees were bored, they started messing around with scrap rubber. You ever know where the next million-dollar idea is coming from your employees just bored and fooling around on company time? And sometimes it works.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. He made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. You'll just see him walking around and round, kicking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for.
McDaniels, 100 pounds of clay. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:48. Looking for a chance of snow today. We're not talking a lot of snow anyway. It's about 30% chance. Highs near 30 degrees. Freezing rain tonight. Lows around 28. Becoming sunny tomorrow with a high near 40. Currently, it is cloudy. It's 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. A woman in Florida was cleaning out her grandfather's house after he passed away at the age of 98. Found a tin box hidden in the fireplace. $4,000 in it. Her family knew he'd like to hide money in different spots, but didn't think it would be that much. So now they got a metal detector to search his yard, and they found a bottle of old coins worth a lot of money in there. Now, I will tell you, this is true. We had a wall replaced in my house once. And my house is over 100 years old. We had a wall replaced. And I said, before you put up the new wall, I want to take a look inside. Because the guy who built our house was a Lake Michigan sea captain. And I thought, well, maybe he found some gold doubloons somewhere and he hid them in the walls as treasure. So I looked in the wall with a flashlight. There was nothing in there. But I said, let me put a treasure map in there. So the next person who tears down this wall in 50, 60, 70 years from now, whatever, finds his treasure map. And I'll tell them this is a treasure map of gold found on a sunken ship. And the treasure is buried, and I'll tell them where, and there's no treasure. 70 years from now, people going nuts. I found this map! And I won't be around to see it, but, you know, I should be around if I want a good laugh. But I think I should do that next time. Stick a map in the wall. I still have a little hole in the wall where the thermostat is. I could still stick a, you know, something down there. You know. 850, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. See my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Time that I found her holding. Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Solitary Man. 8:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Speaking about local news has never been covered more completely as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. All right. We mentioned that Facebook at the top of the show today at 6 a.m. We mentioned Facebook turned 21 years old yesterday. Happy birthday. What are the creepiest things you can do on Facebook? Some of the best ones we heard. Tagging yourself in someone else's engagement photo. Requesting someone's relationship status and address. And this one is kind of creepy when I thought about it. Friending someone else's grandma. What do you think? A little creepy? Here's Leslie Gore. Here's a look of love at WRJN.
Look at the way he looks at her. Look at the way he smiles. I remember when he was mine. I remember when things were fine. Oh, look at the way he looks at her now. Isn't that the look of the way he holds her hand. Look at the way they dance. I remember when he loved me. I remember how it used to be. But look at the way he smiles at her now. Isn't that the look of love?
It's It's 8:58 local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Valentine's Day almost here. Celebrate with someone special and save a little extra while you're at it. Now, today only, take an extra 15% off your order when you shop with WRJN Big Deals. Find the perfect gift at an unbeatable price. Don't miss out. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and browse discounted gift certificates to local businesses. Your 15% savings will be applied automatically at checkout. No coupon code needed. That's today only, WRJN Big Deals. Talking about big deals, Dan Marcus coming up next. He'll be here till 2 o'clock. Then Kurt Bowman at 2. And at 6 o'clock, we've got the big guy, Chris Morrow, is going to be on the air for us. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. I was going to say bright and early, but it's still dark until daylight savings time. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Keep it right here. It's exactly 9 o'clock. Let's check news. Do it.
Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration is defending the president's surprise proposal for a U.S. takeover of Gaza to transform the territory into a luxury resort area. Palestinians would be relocated to other countries. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz tells CBS Mornings.
Everybody's heart breaks for the Palestinian people across the region, and rightly so. But he's not seeing any realistic solutions on how those miles and miles and miles of debris are going to be cleared.
I'm Cammy McCormick. U.S. allies and adversaries are rejecting Trump's plans. Saudi Arabia said its support for an independent Palestinian state is unwavering. And British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the way ahead must involve cooperation from regional allies.
It's clear that Gaza is lying in rubble. We must see two states.
The FBI has sent the White House details on thousands of staffers who worked on investigations into the January 6th attack. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
CBS News has learned the FBI fulfilled that controversial order by Tuesday's deadline, providing that list, and it has caused turmoil.